Exchange-traded funds have really taken over. They've displaced mutual funds, and they're ubiquitous. And there are all sorts of niche funds. There's an interesting one that BlackRock has just rolled out. It's called the iShares Texas Equity ETF. Trades on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol TEXN, and it's all Texas-based companies. Jay Jacobs is the U.S. head of equity ETFs at BlackRock and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. You know, you say something, and I've actually seen this attempted before, Texas mutual funds and that sort of things, but it really seems to be narrow. I looked at this. You've got like 190 different issues and spread over a lot of different sectors of the market. This looks like it's pretty well diversified.
It absolutely is. You think about over 190 companies. You have companies coming from the energy sector, from information technology, consumer discretionary, industrials. Really, it's representing the breadth and diversification of the Texas economy. This is the eighth biggest economy in the world if it was its own country. So it really, it's a diversified state, and therefore the basket of companies we're investing in reflects that economy.
You know, I looked at it, and I looked at the allocation, the exposure breakdowns, and just over 30% is energy, which seems to me it represents more of the GDP of the state of Texas. Seems like very heavily weighted toward energy.
Well, of course, you know, Texas is known for its energy sector, but I think what's been really evolving over the last few years is the number of companies in technology that have moved to Texas and industrials that have moved to Texas. And so, like we were saying, you know, the economy has really diversified in the last few years. We've seen hundreds of companies really re-headquarter in the state. And it's allowed for a much wider breadth of companies to be held in this fund, which is looking at companies that are headquartered in Texas.
So who's the market for this? Is this a vanity ETF just for Texans?
No, I mean, we've heard some extensive client interest in exposure like this. This is coming from end investors who maybe are buying ETFs on their online brokerage account. This is coming from financial advisors who are managing money on behalf of dozens of families. And it's even coming from institutions within Texas that are looking to overweight their exposure to the Texas economy. I think what we're hearing broadly from clients is, especially people within Texas, is they feel the economic growth. Maybe they're working for companies that are experiencing this economic growth or launching their own companies experiencing this economic growth, but they want to add that exposure to the equity portion of their portfolio as well. So we've heard tremendous demand from within Texas, and we've even heard demand from states around Texas where people see this happening and they want to get in on the action through an easy-to-access fund like TEXN.
You know, I looked at the components, and you know, Tesla quite properly is the highest market cap of any company that's based here, so it's there, and Exxon and Chevron and Texas Instruments and all the ones that you would imagine. But then you drop down, and you know, there are just a whole lot of companies I've never heard of that are small, and I guess the criteria is they have to be listed companies.
That's right. They have to be companies that are, one, listed in the United States as a starting point. They have to have a market cap more than $500 million, and they need to be headquartered in Texas. So if you think about it, you know, for an individual investor to do that research themselves to find these companies, it would be painful, it would be laborious. But for Russell to do this, which is the index provider behind this fund, they're very good at creating indexes. They can do this research, identify those 191 plus companies that are headquartered in Texas, and we can package it up into the convenience of an ETF. So it's really kind of saving time and effort for individual investors or institutions that would be doing this on their own.
You know, it's really intriguing to see the growth of investing, but also of financial institutions in this area. You know, we've seen, you know, the New York Stock Exchange redub the Chicago and make it the Texas New York Stock Exchange. NASDAQ is increasing their presence here with a big office. And, of course, you guys at BlackRock, if memory serves, are one of the sponsors of the nascent Texas Stock Exchange.
Well, we absolutely see the economic opportunity in Texas. We have offices in Dallas and Houston. We have plenty of assets invested in Texas, hundreds of billions of dollars invested in publicly traded companies in Texas, as well as in municipal bonds coming from Texas. So we certainly see the economic opportunity in this state. And alongside that, we want to be able to serve our clients who see the economic opportunity in the state. And that was really the genesis of this ETF coming out.
So is this dynamic, is it going to change as new companies come public and others get bought out, and you know, they're certain it's a living organism.
Absolutely. Every economy is a living organism, right? There's companies coming and going. You know, generally in Texas, companies are coming. So this is absolutely going to evolve over time. On an annual basis, FTSE Russell, the index provider for this exposure, is reviewing companies that qualify for this index. And if more companies move to Texas, those companies could potentially be eligible for inclusion. Yes, if there's a corporate action, if a company is bought, if it goes private, it could be removed as well. But I would, if we look at the state of the economy today and some of the trends that we're seeing, I would expect that this fund could grow over time in terms of the number of companies, given how much Texas is growing.
Now, I'm curious, is this something you can back test? Did you go back in history and say, had this existed 5 years ago, what would the performance have been like? And more importantly, I guess, how does it compare to something like the S&P 500?
Yeah, you know, we certainly can, but we really look at it from a forward-looking perspective. You know, this is about what investors can get by allocating to it today and holding onto it for the long term. So, you know, all the tailwinds we're seeing in Texas, the growing population, the number of companies that are moving here, the GDP growth that is growing at an accelerated rate versus the broader U.S. economy, that paints a better forward-looking picture for how Texas might perform versus the broader United States or versus, you know, all different types of assets around the world. So I think what's important is, one, the investment case is certainly there. We see these really important pieces of that investment case coming together. But secondly, this is not going to look and behave exactly like the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ 100. Texas is unique. There's unique companies that are here. There's unique sector exposures. We talked about some of that. Energy sector making up almost a third of the fund. And so it's not going to behave exactly like kind of broad U.S. equity benchmarks, but that's also the opportunity that you're getting that precise exposure to the unique, compelling aspects of the Texas economy.
That's great. BlackRock rolling out the iShares Texas Equity ETF, exchange-traded fund on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol is TEXN. We'll watch the performance with great interest. Our guest today, Jay Jacobs, the U.S. head of equity ETFs at BlackRock. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.